被 David 欢迎，这是很大的荣幸哈。
Being welcomed by Pastor David is a great honor of mine.
弟兄姊妹，我们非常感谢主，又让我们来到一年一度的 LDC 劳工节退休会。
Brother and sister, we are very, very thankful that we have an opportunity to again come to this Labor Day conference as once a year.
在我开始讲道以前，我先特别欢迎这一次我们所有请到外来的讲员，请你们一起站起来，好不好
？Before I start, can I ask all the speakers that's been invited, would you all please stand? We'd like to welcome you,
Tim.
Tim.
所有请。抱歉，没有时间一一介绍你们，但是因为大家都认识了你们。
We don't have the time to introduce you one by one because everybody knows you.
另外我们也欢迎所有平常不在SVCA 聚会的弟兄姊妹朋友们，也请你们站起来。
We'd like to also welcome all of you who do not regularly meet here at SVCA. Would you please stand? We'd like to welcome you as well.
非常欢迎，请坐。
You are welcome. Please be seated.
我相信你们从那么远过来，甚至有人从台湾飞过来，我相信神一定也要祝福大家。
Many brothers and sisters came from afar. Some even came from Taiwan. I know the Lord is going to greatly bless us.
尤其神为我们带了这么多很好的 speaker, 我相信神借着他们都要对我们说话的。
Particularly, the Lord has brought such wonderful speakers to us, and I know the Lord is going to use them to speak to us.
我们每一次聚会的时候，我们都提醒弟兄姊妹，在耶和华的山上必有预备。
And every time we come and gather together, we remind each other that on the mount of the Lord has His provisions.
今年是我们教会三十年，我想我起码提醒了二十次以上。
This is the 30th year of this anniversary of this church, and I know that I reminded you guys numerous times.
神为我们每一个人。每一个家，甚至整个教会，预备了特别的祝福。
But for every single one of us, for every single family, for the church as a whole, God has prepared a very special present, a very special gift.
我们一定带着盼望来参加聚会。
And I pray that we come with an expectation.
我相信没有一个女人进到美容院是怎么去怎么出来的。
I trust that no woman goes into a salon and their desire is that however I go in is however I want to come out.
总是带着很多期望进去，对不对？
There's great expectation when they walk into that salon, right?
出来的时候都摇摇头的，很神气的。
They will shake their head and you know the beautiful hair.
没有人怎么进去蓬头散发，怎么用蓬头放洒出来。
And nobody goes in and that tragic, will come out with the exact same look.
被教师说每次聚会就像来到 Jesus Salon 一样。
And every time we come and we gather together, it's like we're coming to Jesus Salon.
我们到耶稣美容院里面，让耶稣来更新我们，来让我们变得更美丽。
We come to Jesus Salon that He would beautify us and He would make us more presentable.
刚才唱这些诗歌，其实我们已经很享受被带到天上了。
And now, as we were worshiping, as we were singing, we were all enjoying because we are in heaven.
这么爱我们的耶稣
the Lord Jesus who loves us so much,
他把我们聚在一起
He has brought us together.
我决定相信他在每一个人身上都有特别的恩典
I know for each and every one of us, there is a portion of grace that He has prepared.
我们要带着这样子的盼望来参加
And with that expectation, I pray that all of you have come.
上个礼拜天那个英文组因为我 COVID 我没办法去当他们的讲员。
Last Sunday, because Pastor Yu was still testing positive for COVID, he couldn't come and speak to us on the English ministry side.
我就请他们三位执事一起负责那一堂讲台。
So Pastor Yu asked the three deacons in the English ministry to speak on that day.
我记得 Steven 在那里说，他说。我们每一年这么多，每次聚会都有这么多的祝福。
And I remember Brother Stephen was sharing that every year we have so much of the abundance of God's blessings.
为什么很多人得到祝福，而且常常提起这个聚会
？And why is it that so many people receive such blessings and they long for this meeting?
那么为什么也有很多人在这个聚会里面好像什么都没得着
？And also there are many brothers and sisters seemingly have not gotten anything.
弟兄姊妹，我们信的是同一位神。
But since we all believe in the one true God,
我们听到同样的信息
we listen to the same messages,
而且他都同样的愿意把他的福气赐给我们
and He is more than willing, He's eager to bless us.
所以那个关键其实不在他，而在于我们是不是预备好了
So the criticality is not upon God, it's whether we are ready.
虽然我们这次有这么多很好的讲员。
And yes, again, we invited a lot of great speakers.
但是我希望提醒弟兄姊妹，我们来里面一定要有一个很强烈的意愿，我要遇见耶稣。
I want to remind all the brothers and sisters, we must have a very strong desire to say, God, I want to meet you.
我要让这位说话的神对我说话。
I want the God who speaks to speak to me.
如果你觉得这个太抽象了
If you think this is way too far-fetched,
那么你至少向神要一句话那句话感动你
And I want to ask everyone, at least ask for a word, that the word would move you.
至少有一句话是你可以带回去在你的生活中来经历它也让它来改变你的
Maybe just a single word that you may take back with you, that you may begin to experience, that it will transform you.
所以这个聚会其实很快就会结束了。
And again, very, very quickly, this conference will go by.
但是我们怎么样子在这未来的三天里面
？So in the next three days,
我们里面都渴望被主遇见。
That we would all have the desire that we would be encountered by God.
我们都渴望主对我们说话。
We will all long, Oh Lord, speak to me.
这个世界越来越乱了。
This world has become more and more chaotic.
而且这个世界越来越多的危险要来到了。
And there's more and more danger.On the way,
你永远不要想到这个世界明天会比今天更好。
Don't ever think that tomorrow the world will be better than today.
明天会比今天更好，只有在基督徒的身上。
Tomorrow will only be better only for those who are in Christ.
因为在基督里，我们一天新是一天。
Because every day is a brand new day in Christ.
我们整个的人生是上行又在上行的。
And our life is going upward day unto day.
和世界是完全反方向而行。
But the world is going in a total opposite direction.
我决定相信我们都已经处在这个快速改变的时代。
And I trust we all know, we recognize we are in a time where we are rapidly changing.
我只要回头看三四十年以前的生活方式、跟人类生活的情形跟现在简直没有办法。
30, 40 years ago, when I look at human relations and look at the way we live, it cannot be comparable with what we're experiencing today.
你看多少高科技的发明，一方面给我们带来了方便和帮助。
So much of the advancement of technology did bring a lot of ease in our lives.
一方面，它把所有仇敌可以破坏我们的诡计、试探。都放在我们的周围。
But at the same time, all the scheme and all the tools that the enemy has at his disposal has been placed in our lives.
也从来没有一个世代。我们会被这个世界、被肉体、被情欲、被各样的诱惑这样子的刺激，我们里面那个丑陋的本性。
And we have never been in a time where we are so much provoked by the things of this world concerning our flesh and our lust within.
以前人犯罪都要偷偷摸摸的。
And people in the past when they sin, they sin in the dark.
你现在任何地方你都可以犯罪。
But anywhere you go, you can openly sin.
任何年纪的人都在仇敌的攻击底下。
No matter what age, we are under the sway of the evil one.
我们需要耶稣，弟兄姊妹，我们需要耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, we need you.Jesus.
聚会可以结束，信息可以忘记，我们一定要遇见耶稣。
This conference will come to an end. You may even forget what is spoken here, but you must encounter Jesus.
要让耶稣对我们说话。
You need to have Jesus speak into your life.
不管你知不知道那是什么意思。
Perhaps you don't quite understand, grasp what that means.
至少我们求主这几天，不管借着诗歌、借着信息、借着任何的方式。
And we ask the Lord, no matter whether it's through the songs, through the words that I hear, whatever means,
我们里面能够碰到主
that within me, I may encounter Jesus.
诗篇八十一篇告诉我们，大大张口，他要大大充满。
Psalm 81 says, open up wide and he will fill you.
今天晚上是第一堂聚会，在这之前我们不知道有多少的祷告。
And this is the very first meeting of this conference, but before it even started, there was so much prayer.
两天半三天的时间在我这一年里面是一小部分
two and a half days is but a very small portion of my life
在我整个人生里面更是一小部分
and the confines of my entire life is so insignificant
但是很多人就可以在抓住这个机会的里面被神得着被神改变
but so many people in this opportunity they may lay hold of Jesus and be transformed
多少人被召出来侍奉神多少人从软弱中出来多少人从失败里面站起来都是因为遇见了神
So many people are called to serve the Lord So many are raised up from the fallen state Because they have encountered God
所以神应许我们要为我们打开天窗大大充我们如果也打开神就要大大的充满我们
And God said I will promise I'm going to open up the windows of heaven If you are open I will fill you up
只要没有一个人器皿是关着的
And I pray that not a single vessel is closed.
也没有一个人只带了一根吸管来参加聚会
And nobody comes to this conference with just a straw.
你喝珍珠奶茶可以用吸管哈。
And when you're drinking boba, yes, you need a straw.
但是你来到主的面前，把整个心打开来。
But when you come before the presence of the Lord, you got to open wide your heart.
开多大，他就充满多少。
However big you open up yourself, He will fill us up.
整个万有都是他。
All of creation is Him.
更何况我们小小的心灵。
How much more so this heart of ours?
求神把一个 strong desire 放在我们的里面。
And again, we pray that Lord, give me a strong desire.
那么多人拥挤耶稣的时候。就是只有一个人，耶稣知道有人摸他。
There's so many people that thronged about Jesus, but there was only one person Jesus knew. That touch was different.
大家都在那里挤挤挤，但是耶稣却说有一个人摸他。
Everybody was thronged about him, pushing around him, but all of a sudden Jesus says, "Someone touched me."
这个人跟所有拥挤耶稣的人不一样。
Because this woman was different from all that has touched Jesus.
She has a strong desire for Jesus.
She had a strong desire for Jesus.
她需要耶稣来医治她。
She needed Jesus to heal her.
她有痛苦，她有问题，她解决不了，她需要耶稣。
She was in pain. She had trouble that she could not resolve. She needed Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你今天来带着什么样子的心情来？
Dear brother and sister, when you came tonight, what kind of attitude, what kind of heart did you come with?
我跟你说，也许很多人已经厌烦了一次聚会。
And I will tell you, there's some people that has grown weary and tired of these kind of conferences.
我跟你说，如果不是神给我们传道人一点盼望，我们也不敢再讲道了。
And I will tell you, unless the Lord has given us preachers a glimmer of hope, I would not dare to preach.
讲二十遍，讲三十遍，讲五十遍，我们原封未动都可能。
I speak of the same thing 20, 30, 50 times, and it seems like nothing has changed.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲。我没有一个讲道比劳工节退休会的讲道更让我紧张。
And I will tell you, there's no other messages that I deliver would cause me to be nervous than the messages I deliver during the conference.
很多人已经听我在这边讲道十年、二十年，甚至三十年。
And so because a lot of people have heard me preach 20, 30, many, many years.
余弟兄才讲上一句，我下一句都可以讲出来。
Pastor, you just said this. I know what he's going to say next.
有一次，一个年轻孩子跟我说：“于叔叔，你讲的这个故事，我十年前就听过。”
I remember a young man came up to me and said, "Pastor, you that story you told, I heard it 10 years ago."
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是要听什么。
Brothers and sisters, today is not about what we hear.
我们就是借着传扬神的救恩，让我们有机会。把我们的心跟神的话跟神的救恩连起来。
We're proclaiming the salvation of the Lord such that our heart would be knit together with the Lord God.
真理叫我们自由，神的儿子要叫我们自由。
The truth will set us free. The Son of God will set us free.
所以这次我们的主题叫做来吧，我们起来一同建造。
So the theme for this conference is come, let us build together.
一方面我们全年的主题是讲蜕变。突破与复兴。
So last year's theme we talked about transformation, breakthrough, and a revival.
那是今年的事。
Last conference, the theme for this year.
蜕变、突破与复兴。
A transformation, a breakthrough, and a revival.
我们前面的八个月已经讲了很多很多关于蜕变的题目，关于突破的题目。
These last 8 months of the year, we have a lot of messages and examples concerning transformation and breakthrough.
那我们现在应该来到讲复兴了。
We should come and step into the realm of a revival.
那弟兄姊妹可能马上就会有一个问题，那复兴跟你这个大方向是要讲复兴。可是大会的主题却讲建造。
You want to focus the theme this year on a revival, but yet the conference, our theme is to build together.
这两个到底有什么关系？
What do these things have anything in common?
如果你有这个问题的话，我感谢主，这是很聪明的人才会有的问题。
If you have such a question, I praise the Lord because only wise men would have such questions.
这就是我这次我两堂信息的一个重点。今天晚上。讲同心建造，然后同德复兴。
And this would be the focus for this conference, at least the two messages that I will deliver. Tonight we're going to talk about building together in one accord and then receiving revival together.
我更多会讲到建造跟复兴的关系。
I will speak more of the relationship of building and revival.
更多会讲到怎么样子让我们能够去迎接那个复兴的来到。
How can we be ready to receive the coming of that revival?
那礼拜天早上我会讲真实的建造一定会带进复兴。
And the Sunday, I'm going to talk about true building will bring about a revival.
我们借着旧约的历史故事做个背景就是了。
And the Old Testament stories will just be a backdrop, a background of what we will share.
讲到当初他们怎么样从被掳归回 经历重建，然后得着复兴。
I speak of how they were in captivity, how they returned, and how they began to build and then enter into a revival.
同样属灵的原则。
It's the exact same spiritual principles.
在我们二十一世纪怎么样子的来应用它
？In the 21st century, how do we put it to practice?
那我们读以色列历史的时候
，When we read the history of Israelites,
我们知道以色列国不管是兴旺或是衰微。
And whenever we read of its rise and its fall,
他们刚强或者软弱被别人辖制
whether they were strong or whether they were being subdued by their enemies,
那个最关键的因素
the key behind all of it,
就是在于他们对神的态度和与神的关系
It all depends on their attitude towards God and their relationship with God.
那这个不光是应用在以色列国的身上
It is not just used on the nation of Israel.
其实同样的原则完全应用在我们个人我们的家我们的教会甚至我们所处的世代上
The exact same principle applies to us individually our family our church and also our time our generation
到底我们刚强还是软弱
whether we are strong or whether we are weak
到底我们得胜还是被仇敌辖制
whether we are victorious or whether we are subdued by our enemies
到底我们活在软弱中还是靠着主能够活得得胜
whether we are living in a state of weakness or am I an overcomer by the Lord
关键都在于我们对神的态度，我们与神的关系。
The key all hinges upon our attitude toward God and our relationship with Him.
所以今天晚上我们讲的第一堂，同心建造，同得复兴。
So tonight when we talk about let's build together in one accord, and receiving the revival together.
我就先回答刚才的那个问题，建造跟复兴其实是分不开来的。
I want to come and address this question that I posed earlier. In actuality, in the building.Process and revival, they cannot be separated.
神在我们身上真实的建造一定带来复兴。
If God brings a genuine construction in our life, it will bring about a revival.
而真实的复兴会带来更深入的建造。
And when there's genuine revival, it will bring about a more genuine a building.
我相信复兴这个词哈，在基督教里面大家一点不陌生。
And I think the term revival is not.Is familiar to all of us in Christendom.
但是我要提醒弟兄姊妹。
But I want to remind all the brothers and sisters.
复兴不是给我们说说谈谈的一个热门话题。
Revival is not a hot topic for us to just converse and talk about.
复兴也不是借着研究一些策略就可以得着的。
And revival is not just simply looking at a particular plan that you would bring about.
复兴也不是我心里面盼望有就得着的。
A revival is not something that I would even hope for, then it would come true.
它是有讲究的。
There's something special.
那我今天为了配合主题，我就把它 simplify 变成两个点，简化就是两个重要的点。
And I want to simplify it in just these two points.
那复兴一定从跟神的关系和生命的重建开始。
Revival is always starts with our relationship with God and the rebuilding of our lives.
就是我们的生命需要重建，我们跟神的关系需要重建。
It is that our lives and our relationship with God needs to be rebuilt.
所有的复兴一定是从这里开始。
Every revival starts there.
不管旧约历史，不管教会历史，没有一次的复兴不是建立在百姓。真正悔改归向神。
The Old Testament example, New Testament examples, every single revival is all built upon a genuine repentance toward God.
包括你，包括我。
Including you and including me.
今天如果你坐在底下，你很盼望有复兴。
So if you're sitting here tonight and you're desiring a revival,
我必须跟弟兄姊妹讲，跨过这一关，不可能有复兴。
I must tell you this: if you pass what I just talked about.There is no revival.
你不经过二楼，不可能到达三楼。
If you don't go past the second floor, you can't get to the third floor.
我们不经过悔改，归向神，恢复我们跟神的关系，让我们的生命被重建，我们是不可能有复兴。
If we do not return and restore our relationship with God, there's no way we will ever have a revival. There's restoration of our relationship with God.
星期二祷告会的时候
Tuesday night as we were praying together,
我就跟弟兄姊妹讲
and I was sharing with all the brothers and sisters.
你看，我们信的是同一位神。
Look, we all believe in the same God.
从根骨到永远，他不改变的。
From everlasting to everlasting, He is the same.
他是爱我们的神。
He is the God that loves us.
他是全能的神。
He's the Almighty God.
而且他一直希望复兴我们，希望祝福我们。
And his one heart desire is to revive his people, to bless his people.
他的爱没改变，他的能力没改变，他的用心从来没改变。
His love, his power, his desire, his will has never changed.
他对历世历代的人都是这样。
From every generation, it's been the same.
那为什么有的世代这么刚强，这么复兴？
Now, why is it that certain generation they truly are strong and they revive?
为什么有的世代这么软弱，这么黑暗，甚至在教会历史上有一千年的黑暗时期？
Now, why is it that certain times in history, the since even in the history of the church, there's been 1,000 years of darkness?
那我们把那个镜头稍微拉近了一点。
Now, let's bring that view right in front of us.
就算我们处在同一个世代。
Even if we live in the exact same time,
教会历史发生过很多次复兴。
Through when we look at the church history, there are multiple periods of revival.
那么为什么复兴发生的时候，有的教会就跟着复兴，有的教会原封未动，一样不冷不热，一样活在软弱失败中？
Why is it in those times of revival that certain churches respond and then they begin to rise, but certain churches remain status quo where they are, they continue to be weak?
那我们把镜头再拉近一点。
And then let's pull that even a little closer.
当某一个教会复兴的时候，
When one particular church is reviving,
为什么那么多弟兄姊妹得到复兴，有些人就是不改变？
And why is it that so many brothers and sisters are changed? They come alive, but some remain unchanged.
同一位神没有改变。
It is the same God; He's never changed.
同样圣灵的工作一样临到众人。
The same work of the Holy Spirit has come to us all.
我们听到同样的信息，我们看见同样神的作为。
We heard the same preaching of the Word. We've seen the same works of the Lord God.
为什么有些人不改就是不改？
And why is it that some people will never change?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不为自己负责，谁为你负责？
Brothers and sisters, if we are not responsible for ourselves, who's going to be responsible for you?
如果我们不立志更改，让神改变我们，谁可以改变你？
If we do not have the desire to say, God, change me, then who's going to change you?
不要再去埋怨别人。
No longer complain and blame anyone else.
不要再去埋怨父母，埋怨背景，埋怨所在的教会。
To complain about your parents, complain about your surroundings or the church that you're in.
神从来没有改变，神一样爱我们，一样在做工。
God has never changed. He loves all of us the same. He continues to work in all of our lives.
为什么有的人听一次聚会，他人生就被改变了？
Why is it some people come and one encounter with the Lord, their life has been transformed?
为什么有人十年、二十年，你现在回头看你十年前跟二十年前到底改变多少？
Why is it some people in 10 years, 20 years, nothing changed? You look back 10 years and 20 years, has there been change?
我去年就问弟兄姊妹，疫情三年了，这三年你能不能讲得出最大的改变是什么？
And I asked the brother and sister, the pandemic has been going on for 3 years. In these 3 years, can you clearly identify the changes in your life?
如果三年都讲不出来，更不要说pandemic 底下的三年都没改变，我不知道要怎样的痛苦和灾难你才会改变。
And I don't know what we need to go through, what more we need to endure for us to genuinely be changed and transformed.
弟兄姊妹，不要再浪费时间，我求求大家不要再浪费时间。
Brothers and sisters, I beg of you, let's not waste our time anymore.
我跟你说，世界是快速下去的。
And I will tell you, this world is falling at a rapid rate.
我们再不长进，再不悔改，再不跟神建立对的关系。
If we will not repent, we will not turn, we will not come back to a right relationship with God.
我不知道我们怎么面对将来，我也不知道我们的后代怎么面对将来。
I don't know how we're going to face the days that is to come. I don't know how our generation, our kids, going to face the day to come.
我今天早上接到一个信，认识的一个好朋友邱牧师又被主接走了，我们这一代很快就要过去了。
I got another message this morning. A dear pastor, a dear friend of mine, he's gone to be with the Lord. My generation is gonna go very quickly.
你们也没有多少时间可以听见我们在这里大声疾呼的劝弟兄姊妹爱主。
And you're gonna lose the opportunity to hear the outcry of the voice to say, "Rise up to love the Lord."
的关键不在于谁在这里说，关键是在于你怎么样子回应神对你说话。
The criticality has nothing to do who's standing here preaching to you. It is all depending on whether you are responsive to the Lord or the Word of God.
真正能复兴我们的是圣灵。
Because the one that can truly bring us the revival is the Holy Spirit.
真正能改变我们的是基督伟大的生命。
And the only thing that can really change and transform us is the power of the life of Christ.
把我们的眼睛、注意力，甚至我们的抱怨、无可奈何丢掉。
And set all of our sight, all the things that we complain about, cast them away.
直接去面对你所信的神。
Directly come to the Lord whom you believe in.
直接去面对住在我们里面的基督。
Directly come and face and encounter the Christ who dwells within you.
直接去察觉圣灵在我们身上在做什么。
Come And search out what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life.
圣经上说主的恩膏在凡事上教导我们。
The scripture says that the anointing of the Lord teaches us in all things.
All things.
All things.
你怎么能说 神在哪里？我感觉不到神。
How is it that you can say, where is God? I do not feel him.
你怎么能说我的生命没改变，神没有帮助我成长？
How is it that you can say that my life has not been changed because God has not been my help?
所以保罗说要凡事长进，因为恩膏在凡事上教训我们。
Paul says, grow in all things because the anointing into the Lord teaches us in all things.
约翰特别说这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
The Apostle John says that this anointing is real; it is not a lie.
要按着这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
According to the teachings and the leading of this anointing, abide in Christ.
Jonathan Edwards 当他讲那一篇最有名的道，讲到那些人都坐在椅子上要抓着板凳，因为怕掉到阴间去。
Jonathan Edwards one day was preaching, and his preaching was so powerful, people were at the edge of the seat because they were fearful that they would sink into hell.
那么多人被圣灵光照，看到自己的罪，看到可怕，抓着椅凳，怕掉到阴间去，在那里悔改认罪。
So many people came to the revelation and saw how dreadful they were, and they were fearful that their sin.Because of their sin, that they would fall into condemnation.
Jonathan 说他后来看见圣灵用他这一篇信息，他在别的地方讲同样的道，底下人没有反应。
And then Jonathan Edwards, he saw the response of the hearer. He went to other places and gave them the exact same message, but there was no response.
弟兄姊妹，人的心到底如何？我们里面对主到底如何？这是关键。
My brother and sister, our heart attitude towards the Lord, that is the key.
所以所有的重建一定从跟神的关系的重建，生命的重建开始。
Every rebuilding starts with the rebuilding of our relationship or our life with God.
我礼拜二祷告会的时候 也交通的里面突然想起启示录22章11节。
And as I was sharing on Tuesday night, I came to the remembrance of Revelation chapter 22 verse 11.
那是圣经上最后一次记载耶稣讲话。
And this is the very last time of the recording of what the Lord said.
他说不义的叫他仍旧不义。
It says, he who is unjust, let him be unjust still.
污秽的叫他仍旧污秽。
He who is filthy, let him be filthy still.
唯义的叫他仍旧唯义。
He who is righteous, let him be righteous.
圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
And he who is holy, let him be holy still.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I am coming quickly.And my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work.
弟兄姊妹，那天当我想到这连续四次用到仍旧、仍旧、仍旧、仍旧。
And as I recount this particular verse, it says, let him be, let him be.
那是令人触目惊心，让人真的在主人面前非常非常敬畏的四个字。
And these words, they are stern, they awaken us.
不要以为要我们爱主是求我们。
Please do not have this particular understanding that to love the Lord is something that is required of us.
那是主的爱，他一再给我们机会。
It is the love of God that He continues to give us opportunity.
早晚有一天时候要到，神就任凭他们。
Sooner or later.God will come to the point and say, I will let them be.
你喜欢继续那样子犯罪吗？你仍旧犯吧。
You want to continue in that sin? Let it be.
你喜欢天天埋怨神吗？你继续埋怨吧。
And you want to complain about God every single day? Let it be.
你不肯爱主吗？你继续不爱主吧。
You don't want to love the Lord God? Let it be.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人愿意落到主任凭我们，对不对？
And not a single one of us wants to fall in that state where the Lord said,I'm just going to let you be.
但是耶稣最后一次在启示录最后一章讲话，不义的叫他仍旧不义，污秽的叫他仍旧污秽。
But Jesus at the very end, he says, he who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. 看哪，赏罚在我，
所有的人有一天都要来跟我交账。
But behold, the reward is with me. Everyone needs to settle account with me.
我们要为了这一生所做所行的去跟耶稣交账。
For all the things that you have done, everything that you have accomplished, you need to bring it before the Lord God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们说如果你不爱主的话，谁能够帮助你爱主？
So brothers and sisters, we cry out once more, if you will not love the Lord, who will help you to love the Lord?
如果你自己不在乎你生命的情形，谁会管你？
If you do not care the condition of your life, who can care for you?
病人如果不去看看医生的话，谁能够管你的病呢？
If a person who is ill is refusing to go see the doctor, who can help him?
弟兄姊妹，有一次我开车上班的时候，路上听 Chuck Swindoll 讲道。
And one day I was driving to work and I heard Chuck Swindoll speaking.
他被称为现代的 Spurgeon.
He is our modern day Spurgeon.
后来当达拉斯神学院院长，他讲道非常 insightful.
His messages are usually always very insightful.
有一天他讲道，他举了一个例子。
And one day he gave an example.
他说他去医院看医生。
He went to the hospital to see a doctor.
他坐在那个外面 waiting room 等着要看医生的时候。
He was sitting in the waiting room waiting for his appointment.
他听到里面医生跟一个妇女。讲话声音越来越大，后来变成吵起来了。
And he began to hear this dialogue between the doctor and the woman. The voice grew louder and louder to the point where it became an argument.
那个是一个孩子的妈妈。
And it was the mom of a particular child.
她在那里骂那个医生，说你为什么不能治好我儿子耳朵发炎？
And this woman was scolding the doctor. Why is it that you have no ability to heal the infection of my child's ear infection?
医生跟他说，我警告过你多少次，在这个时候不可以叫他游泳，等发炎好了再游泳。
And the doctor says, I've told you so many times, don't let him swim. Wait till he's okay, then let him swim.
那个妈妈更大声说，我不管你。你要负责让他不发炎，我没办法叫他不游泳。
And the mother raised her voice and said, I can't do what you're saying. It is your job to make him well. I cannot make him stop swimming.
所以 Chuck Swindoll 想说，等一下门开的一定是一个大概四五岁一个很赖皮的小男孩。
And so Chuck Swindoll thought that when the door opened, it would be a toddler or maybe a little child.
没想到出来是一个十七八岁比他妈还高的青少年。
And then it was a teenager that came through the door. He was 17, 18 years old.
他说我简直不敢相信我的眼睛。
He said, I could not believe what I'm seeing.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天多少人软弱，我们怪这个怪那个，神你为什么不这样，你为什么不那样子。
And a lot of times when we go through difficulties and we blame God, we say, God, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that?
但弟兄姊妹，我们到底跟神的关系是如何？
And brothers and sisters, I want to ask, what is our relationship with God?
到底从早晨到晚上你有多少时间想起神？
From the moment that you wake to the moment that you go to sleep, how often times do you think about the Lord God?
先不要说与神同行。
Forget about walking with the Lord.
先不要说凡事顺服恩膏的教训。
Forget about coming to the teaching of the anointing within.
你晚上睡觉前花个五分钟，想一下从早晨到现在，你几件事情想到过主？
Spend about 5 minutes before you lay your head to bed. How much?Throughout the day, have you thought about the Lord and the things that you've done?
在多少的决定上，在多少的经历上，我们让耶稣介入。
How much of your decisions, how much of the things that you're encountering in your life, you're asking the Lord, Lord, come into this.
你被网络捆绑的时候，
when you are bound by the internet,
你又要上网了。
You are gonna go online again.
你有先祷告吗？
Did you pray?
耶稣啊，你跟我一起来上网。
Lord Jesus, I'm about to get online. Can you please get online with me?
你有祷告过吗？
Did you pray?
你有为自己的痛苦祷告过吗？
Did you pray concerning your pain?
弟兄姊妹，以前有一位叫万老牧师是吧？在匈牙利的一位牧师叫万老牧师，我不知道 ，maybe Brother Ernest know him better.
There was a particular pastor in Europe.
听说他原来脾气非常坏的。
It was said that he had a terrible temper.
他跟人吵架，他甚至会动手的。
And when he gets an argument with people, he would get physical.
但是又是当牧师。
But because he's a pastor.
所以不太 match.
So those two things kind of don't gel.
So 他很痛苦。
So he is in pain all the time.
有一次他就大爆发的时候。
So one time he lost his temper.
他回到房间痛苦跟主。
He went back to his room. He began to weep.
他说主，我宁可死掉。
He says, Lord, I'd rather die.
我不要有这样子的脾气。
I don't want this temper anymore.
主啊，你救我，你一定要来救我。
Lord, please save me. God, you gotta save me.
当他这样子把整个命都拼上的 cry out to Jesus.
And when he cried out to the Lord with all of his life.
圣灵帮助他。
And the Holy Spirit became his help.
后来他自己做见证。
And then he gave a testimony.
在圣灵里面靠着主的帮助，他 overcome 了，他变得一个非常温和的。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit, he was transformed. He became a very gentle person.
去年我回台湾。
Last year I went back to Taiwan.
有一位医生非常爱主的一个弟兄。
There's a doctor, a brother that genuinely very loved the Lord very much.
他就跟我做见证。
And again, he also gave me a testimony.
他说我原来身上有一件胜不过的就是抽烟。
And there is something in my life that I have no power over, and that is smoking.
弟兄姊妹，你会说抽烟不是罪吗？
He said, well, smoking is not a sin.
但是他知道这个烟在他身上是一个捆绑，是他脱离不了的。
And he knows that smoking has become something that has kept him captive. He can't let go of it.
弟兄姊妹，抽个烟，打打 video game, 你从某一面来说，它都不是罪。
Take a few smoke and playing the video game from it's not a sin. It's nothing wrong.
当他成为瘾。成为捆绑，成为你要放不下的时候，我们就要小心。
But if it becomes something that you cannot let go, something that traps you, then you got to be careful.
如果连一件还不算为罪的事情都能够捆绑，叫我们不自由，那将来大的罪跟试探临到，你怎么能够保证你能够得胜
？If something that is not sinful can bring you to the state where you are trapped and you cannot be set free, what happens when something more severe comes along our lives?
所以我们一定要很谦卑地回到主的面前。
So we need to very humbly come before the Lord.
虽然很多道理你都懂。
And I know you all know a lot of these principles.
但是我们永远要谦卑说主啊，照着我们所该知道的，有很多我们还是不知道。
But we need to be humble before the Lord God and say, God, according to what I was supposed to know, I still don't know very much.
很多年以前，至少奥运以前，北京开车的师傅，英文还没那么好。
Many years ago, before the Olympic was in China, a lot of the taxi drivers, their English wasn't very well.
有一次一个美国人开会耽误了，要赶飞机，冲出来就叫计程车。
And so there was an American in China. He was late, and he was he flagged down a taxi driver.
跟他说快快快弄英文讲，说赶快到机场到 airport 去。
He said, "Hurry, hurry, let's get to the airport."
那司机听不懂。
And the driver didn't understand what he was saying.
这个美国人一急就叫。
And then, American, he was in such a frantic hurry. He says, like this, like this.
哦，那个司机哦，懂了，懂了，不要担心。
And so the taxi driver says, "Oh, I got it. Don't worry."
就唰就把他带到全聚德烤鸭店去。
And so he drove really, really fast to a famous duck barbecue restaurant.
北京有一个非常有名的。
In Beijing, there's a very famous restaurant with barbecue ducks.
很多时候我们懂了，一定要你讲上半，我懂下半。
I said, "Pastor, I got it."
按着你所该知道还是不知道。
Based on what you're supposed to know, you still didn't get it.
就连我讲的人以为知道了，很多时候我也不知道。
I will tell you, even as a speaker, I think I know, I probably still didn't know.
我们永远要在主面前很谦卑。
We all need to be humble before the Lord.
我们今年 CTC 招生的这个申请表里面。
And the Cedar Training Center at the start of this new year when we receive new students.
其中有一个表格要填你的配偶的信仰是什么。
We send out a questionnaire, and in that application, we ask what is the faith of your spouse.
有一个申请者写他的配偶信仰是风闻有神。
And one particular applicant said that my spouse has heard of the Lord God.
那我们直觉的反应就是他的先生不信耶稣啊。
And so our immediate understanding was that the sister's husband, he did not believe in the Lord.
我后来一想哈，这个基督徒丈夫符合这个条件的还不少。
And then I began to think. I said, well, I think there are a lot of Christian husbands that kind of falls into the same description.
你不要以为我在骂你哈。
I don't think that I'm trying to scold you or something.
连约伯这么属灵的人，这句话是他说的。
Job.Being such a spiritual man, these were his words.
我从前风闻有你。
And in the past, I've heard of you.
弟兄姊妹，我们懂太多了，现在懂太多，活不出来。
Brothers, we know so much. We know so much, but we can't live it out.
我们一定要回到神的面前，要建立跟神第一手真实的关系。
We must return back to God and restore that first-hand relationship with Him.
我们要在乎里面生命的情形，我到底有没有长进，有没有在基督里接受。
We need to care about the true condition of our life within, have I truly have transformation of my life?
不能够只是维持外面一个聚会，接受一点服事，就以为自己不错了。
Don't sustain a meeting, continue to come to service, and then you say, "Oh, I'm okay."
可能真的很多人夸奖我们，我们也的确表现得不错。
Maybe a lot of people will give us their accolades, and maybe in our presentation it looks pretty good.
但是弟兄姊妹要在乎真实的，真实的，真的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to care about what is real, what is genuine.
现在年轻人最喜欢讲一句话就是 "Be myself."
A lot of the a common saying among this generation is, "I just want to be myself."
我觉得更重要要讲的是 "Be true, be true, be true."
I think what's more important is be true.
你要面对自己，勇敢地面对自己。
You need to courageously face yourself.
把真实的自己带到神的面前，他叫耶稣，他是救主，他要救我们。
To bring yourself, your true self, before Jesus, who has come to deliver us.
而且他把我们带到以马内利，带到与神同在的境界。
He wants to save us and bring us into Emmanuel, in the presence of God.
恢复我们的生命，恢复我们跟神的关系。
To restore our relationship with God, to restore our lives.
所以建造跟复兴不可分的关系，就第一件事情，它一定是从跟神的关系还有生命的重建开始。
And again, what's inseparable between building and revival is hinge upon our relationship with Him and our lives.
第二件事情，真实的复兴一定跟基督的身体发生关系。
And secondly, any true revival must be related to the body of Christ.
我一个人得到一点复兴，那个不叫神所要得的复兴，不是教会的复兴。
And I want to say that even our personal growth, our personal revival, it is not what the heart of God is after.
真实的复兴一定借着教会出来的。
The genuine true revival comes forth from His church.
一个蜡烛燃烧自己，它照亮了别人。
A single candle lights itself and it can bring light to others.
但是当教会健康，教会复兴的时候，
When the church is healthy, when the church is truly revived,
不光有更多的蜡烛亮了，真的亮了，恢复了。
Not only many of these individual candles are truly lit, they're revived.
他们去点燃别人。
But they became the source that lights others.
中国话一传十，十传百，对不对
？And the Chinese saying that 1 to 10 and 10 to 100.
一个蜡烛点燃十根蜡烛。
A single candle can now light 10 other candles.
十根蜡烛各点燃十根，就变成百根了。
And every single one of those candles now lights another 10, then there's 100 that is lit.
就这样一直出去，一直出去。神说火在全地烧起来，岂不是我所愿意的吗？
And this fire begins to grow and begins to glow. The Lord said, "Is it not my fervor, my zeal, that this fire would be kindled?"
所以复兴的灵道一定借着教会的被建造而产生而带出来。
And the spirit of the revival comes when the church of God is truly being built up.
我才刚讲完第一个点，我已经用到三分之二的时间。
And I only just finished the first point, and I've gone through 2/3 of the time for tonight already. Let's keep going.
要快了。而仇敌的工作永远是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Oh, we're going to speed up a bit. The enemy always comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
我们在讲新人门训的时候，特别强调过仇敌的工作多么可怕。
When we went through Newman discipleship, we focused so much on the understanding of the dreadfulness of his work.
在这里讲到仇敌的工作是全面性的。
And number one, it's all inclusive.
没有一个人可以逃避的。
And not a single one can flee from it.
我跟你保证哈。
I will guarantee you.
在座的每一个人。
Every single one of you who is sitting here tonight.
每一个家庭。
Every single family.
都 under attack.
You are under attack.
如果不是基督保护我们，
unless it's the Lord God who protects us，
如果不是藏身在基督里，
unless we are hidden in Christ，
没有一个人，没有一个家，没有一个教会不是 under attack。
There's not a single person, not a single family, not a single church that wouldn't be under attack。
盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害、毁坏，所以不光是全面性，而且非常严肃的。
The enemy comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. Not only is all inclusive, that is also serious。
你千万不要小看。你犯罪了，在试探面前跌倒了，是件小事。
Do not despise and think that, oh, I just had a small stumble, a small failure.
那不过是我行为上的一个不完全。
It is just an imperfectness of the way I live.
什么时候我们犯罪，我们接受试探，黑暗的权势跟我们发生关系。
Every time we sin, every time we succumb to a temptation,The power of darkness now surrounds us.
因为罪的背后是一个黑暗的权势。
Because what's behind sin is the power of sin.
死的权势就是罪。
The power of death is sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们对犯罪一定要很小心的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be sensitive concerning sin.
圣经上这么多东西形容撒旦。魔鬼光这个名字听着都叫人毛骨悚然。
And the scripture speaks of Satan, the devil. These two terms maybe move our hearts.
他遍地游行，寻找可以吞吃的。
He goes to and fro throughout the world to see whom he may devour.
他甩我们像甩麦子一样，要淘汰我们。
He sifts us as like wheat, so that we may be disqualified.
像《生命记》25章，像亚玛力人一样。趁着你疲倦困倦的时候，从后面击杀你们中间最软弱的人。
And like what's written in Deuteronomy, that the Amalekites said they will come and kill those who are weary, who are tired, who are behind.
我要提醒那些以为爱主的人会被仇敌攻击的这种错误的迷思。
I want to correct an erroneous understanding. Some people think that when I love the Lord, I'm going to be under attack.
我如果爱主，我就会。被仇敌攻击。
If I have a fervor, a desire to love the Lord, then the enemy will attack me.
你去读《生命记》25章看看，就是走在最后面、走不上的、疲倦的、最软弱的，被亚玛力人击杀。
Deuteronomy chapter 25, go and see and read that story. It is those who are unwilling to progress, unwilling to walk. They're in the back. They were being slaughtered and killed.
多少人决志信主，多少人受尽。多少人在神家走走走走掉了？
那 there's so many people that acknowledge and believe in the Lord and they're baptized in the Lord, but as they continue to walk, they've fallen away.
所以教会不能光统计我们今年有多少人得救，有多少人受尽，也要统计多少人留下来。
And we cannot just keep count of how many people that came to faith in Christ, how many people that are baptized in the Lord. We need to keep count of those who remain.
多少人继续在主面前成长
？How many of us are continually growing?Growing in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们想到这么多被仇敌吞噬的，我们心里会痛的。
Brothers and sisters, when we see and when we come to understand so many that's been devoured, our hearts should ache.
这是仇敌。
This is the enemy.
第三个讲到这个是它的持续性。
Thirdly, we talk about the continuum of this attack.
仇敌从来不停的。
He never stops.
所以不要以为今天得胜，明天已经得胜。
I don't think that today I live victorious. Tomorrow I will be the same.
今天耶利哥的得胜不能保证明天你在这个
爱城
的得胜。
Yeah, so today's victory at Jericho cannot guarantee the victory at the city of Ai.
我刚当他的翻译一下。
I've been his help.
耶利哥这么大的得胜不能保证明天爱城的得胜。
Such a wonderful victory at the city of Jericho cannot guarantee the victory at the city of Ai.
魔鬼用完各样的试探就暂时离开耶稣。
And we see that the enemy has tempted Jesus in all ways, and then for a time being he has departed from him.
耶稣从第一天开始仇敌就攻击要伤害他，一直到十字架断气之前一直都是仇敌的。
From the very first day until the point where the Lord gave of his breath, the enemy has been attacking the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚讲过，既然真正的重建是从恢复与神的关系跟生命的重建开始。
And brothers and sisters, as we talk about how true revival comes with the restoration of our relationship and our life with the Lord.
真实的建造一定是从基督身体的建造开始。
And then we also said that true construction always starts with the building up of the body of Christ.
所以仇敌的攻击就集中在这两件事。
So now I will tell you the enemy's focus is on these two things.
看看今天多少人。
Oh, look at so many people.
破碎的心灵，破碎的家庭。
Their spirits are broken. Their families are broken.
在外面可以强颜欢笑。
On the outside, seemingly they're smiling and they're laughing.
其实心里面在流血。
But inside, within their hearts, they're bleeding.
以前我有一对同，我们公司有一对同事，先生在所有同事面前天天牵着他太太的手。
And when I was still working, there was a particular couple. The husband would hold his spouse's hands in front of everybody.
很多先生是只有太太进百货公司才牵他手。
And a lot of husbands will only hold on to their wife's hands when they enter into the mall.
他是在所有人面前都牵他太太的手。
But this particular gentleman, he holds the hand of his wife in front of everyone.
但是他们的关系坏到几乎离婚。
But their relationship was so bad.To the point that they're on the verge of divorce.
在我们外面很多看起来很好的外表，背后其实很多人天天流泪，天天叹气， 天天痛苦。
Outwardly, we can probably see something that looks like everything is fine, everything's okay. But in the background, maybe there are a lot of weeping, there are a lot of tears.
仇敌不甘心我们跟神有对的关系。
Because the enemy, he will not relent. He doesn't want us to have a right relationship with God.
他可以让你去找各样的方法来安慰自己的痛苦，就是不让你回到神的面前去。
He will let you go and find whatever way to.Quench or to take care of your sorrow, but he will not let you come before the Lord God.
他让你参加很多的讲座，家庭讲座、夫妻讲座、孩子讲座。我不是说这些不重要，但是他就是不让你在生命里面被基督来替代、来改变。
He doesn't mind you go to all these seminars, all these talks about how to improve your relationship, how to improve your families. But one thing he will not let you is have your life being changed by God.
他让你对神家的关系可有可无，不让你活在教会的保护和带领底下。
He has planted an attitude, a heart, in you that it doesn't matter whether I have a relationship with the Church of God, and I don't need to be under the protection of the body.
所以仇敌就从这两方面特别的来破坏。
And I want to say, brothers and sisters, the enemy uses focuses on these two particular areas.
但是我们既然知道了仇敌的诡计
，But if we know the scheme of the devil.
知道仇敌工作的方向是这样。
We know that this is his aim, this is his direction.
所以我们就要有很具体的归回和重建。
So we need to very actively return and rebuild.
然后借着重建，我们得着复兴。
And through this process of rebuilding, we come to the place of revival.
所以我再说一遍哈，由归回到重建，由重建到复兴。
From returning,
Return, rebuild, revival.
These three art words.
神在这里借着旧约历史，好像把一条路摆在我们前面。
Seemingly from the Old Testament story, the Lord has laid out a path for us.
这条路可以把我们从那么软弱失败里面带到荣耀的得胜。
And this way will take us from a state of weakness to the place of victory.
他能够把神家被掳荒凉。那么羞耻的光景把他们带回来带到复兴
We take the house of God from a state of captivity to the place of revival
好像把我们从最低的里面把我们带到了高处
Seemingly it's from the lowest place and elevated us to the highest point
弟兄姊妹这是 我这两天信息的那条路就是圣经告诉我们的一条得到复兴的路
This is the path of the message that I'm delivering to you This is something that we need to come and accept by faith
要彻底的悔改转向神
Thoroughly turn towards the Lord God.
接受他的医治，接受他在我们身上重建的工作。
Receive His healing. Receive His work of reconstruction.
重建表示我原来有被破坏了。
This reconstruction speaks to the fact that I was, but I was damaged.
神在我们身上的工作不光有旧约的重建。更是在新约里面，在圣灵里面有更伟大的建造。
Not only is the illustration of the Old Testament of history building, but the illustration of the New Testament, there's a glorious rebuilding.
不光只是从失败软弱里面救出来。
Not that we just simply being delivered out of our weakness, out of our pain.
而是在基督里面，我们活出那个得胜来。
But you are delivered into Christ that you can live out victory.
不光只是得医治，而是我们在健康的里面，我们活出得胜。
It's not simply that you are healed, but in your And your health, you live out the victory of Christ.
所以我们要认识自己被掳，我们才可能真正归回。
So, brothers, we need to know, we need to see that we are in captivity, or else we wouldn't return.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我问了一个问题，你觉得你现在在你个人的生活、思想、情绪、爱好、人际关系、娱乐任何方面，什么东西最容易打垮？
I want to ask everybody to just think and ponder, what are the things that are going on in your life? Is there certain particular relationships, certain things that you are doing, your thought life? Whatever it is, what is the thing that would strike you down?
有哪一个人，有哪一件事，有哪一种生活的 hobby, 他现在这么容易的可以 attack 你，可以捆绑你。
Is a particular person? Is a particular thing? Is a particular lifestyle?That has such ease to take you captive.
如果我们不认识自己被掳不自由，我们就不会想要归回，就经历不了重建。
Brothers, if we do not sense, we do not see that I am in captivity, then there is no sense of returning. There is no sense of rebuilding.
耶稣说他来就是要叫被掳的得释放，叫受压制的得自由。
I've come to set the captives free, those who are oppressed, that they may be set free.
所以我在这里讲最后一个，讲到神是那位最伟大的建造者。
And we come to this last point that Jesus, the Lord our God, He is the greatest builder.
你看我有进步吧
？I've improved, right?
这么短的时间爬到后面了。
And such a short period of time, I got to the very last point.
神是最伟大的建造者。
The Lord God, He's the greatest builder.
神是最伟大的建造者。
Princess God is the greatest builder.
他不光 repair 我们 ，rebuild 我们，医治我们。
He's not only repairing us; he is not just rebuilding us and healing us.
他把我们放在他那个那么伟大、荣耀的建造里面。
And he has placed each and every one of us in his glorious workmanship.
所以我们刚才讲过，所有的重建发生从。归回恢复跟神的关系还有生命的重建
And we talk about this revival starts from the restoration of our relationship with him from the rebuilding of our lives
所以神在我们身上的工作也是这样
So the work of God in each and every one of us is exactly the same
他 先恢复我们跟他之间该有的关系
What he desires to restore the rightful relationship we need to have with him
他先恢复我们这个人生命里面该有的情形
And he restores the right condition of our lives
好所以我在这里就用耶利米书耶利米书第三章讲了三次，讲了三次，说到被盗的儿女回来吧。
At Jeremiah chapter three, three times it says, "You who are backslidden children, return."
我们稍微来看一看那位神，他那个不肯放我们的爱。那个伟大的爱一直等候要帮助我们回来
I want us to come and have a full view an understanding of this love that longs for us this love that will not let us go
这里提了三个第一个他要宽恕我们一切的罪孽
Number one, he wants to forgive us of all our sins
他说被盗的以色列啊回来吧我必不怒目看你们因为我是慈爱的我必不永远存怒只要承认你的罪孽
He says, Return, backsliding Israel, says the Lord, I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful, says the Lord, I will not remain angry forever.
第二个，他说他要接纳我们，成为他的最爱，成为他的妻子。
He wants to accept us as his beloved because we are his bride.
他说被盗的儿女啊，回来吧，因为我是你们的丈夫。
He says, Return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you.
我想所有犯罪想悔改的人
I think everyone who falls into sin and desires to repent
都渴望被宽恕被重新接纳
And they want to be forgiven. They want to be accepted.
那神为了安慰我们
And God, because he desired to comfort us.
他不是只是随便说好我原谅你
He didn't simply just say, okay, I forgive you.
他对我们这些想悔改的人他是用一个最亲密的夫妻关系来安慰我们，来鼓励我们，要勇敢的回来。
But for those who desire to return, desire to repent, he comes and illustrates this relationship of a husband and wife. He's encouraging us, come back, return.
圣经用很多的关系形容我们跟神的关系，他是造物者，我们是被造者。
The Bible uses many, many relationships to illustrate our relationship with God. He is the creator, we are the created.
他形容他是父亲，我们是做儿女的。
And it speaks of him being our father, and we are his children.
他形容他是丈夫，我们是做他妻子的。
And it speaks of him being our husband, and we are his wife.
耶稣来说，你们是我的弟兄。
And then Jesus,
是我的朋友
and Jesus also came and said, "You are my friend."
哦，这么多的形容词，最亲密的就是丈夫跟妻子。
Of all of these relationships, what's most intimate is that of a husband and wife.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你真读这段圣经的时候，其实你心里面其实蛮心疼神的。
And brothers and sisters, if you are truly willing to come and dive into these words, your heart will ache for God.
你知道，当他讲这些话的时候，回来，我愿意宽恕你。
And when he said these words, he says, "Come back, I'm willing to forgive."
甚至回来，他说我是你的丈夫。
He says, "Come back, I am married to you."
那个背景是以色列人像淫妇一样一再的犯淫乱。
And the background of these words is that the nation of Israel was like a harlot; they continue in acts of harlotry.
她背叛她的丈夫，她另立偶像，山岗上。山谷底下到处都是偶像。
They determined to go against their husband. They erected shrines, high places, places that are idols everywhere throughout the land.
到处跟偶像行淫乱。
And everywhere they committed adultery with these idols.
我刚才讲了这么多关系，形容夫妻关系最深刻的其实是何西阿书。
And the most intimate relationship that has been described in the scripture is the book of Hosea.
而何西阿书就在描写一个淫妇怎么样子的亏欠她的丈夫。
And the book of Hosea gave us the illustration of how an adulterous wife has hurt her husband.
一次两次甚至在外面跟别人生孩子这样子的背叛她的丈夫。
Time.And time again, and having children with men that are outside, and went against her husband.
所以神带着一个非常受伤的心，叫何西阿写出了何西阿书。
So God, with a completely broken heart, caused Hosea to write these words.
何西阿写完以后没多久，以色列就亡国了。
And after the writing of the book of Hosea, the nation fell.
但是何西阿书结束的时候。神仍然对这个淫妇充满了盼望。
But at the conclusion of this book, we see that God still had hope for this adulterous woman.
你去读何西阿书十四章，神赐下了复兴的应许，那么多的祝福放在十四章。
Hosea chapter 14, God continued to pour forth His promises, all of His desired blessings.
他盼望这个淫荡的妻子有一天能够从心里说，我与偶像还有什么相干？
And his desire is that one day, this adulterous woman would cry out and say, What have I to do with these idols?
从前我被钱财捆绑，我被色情捆绑，我被情绪捆绑，我被这个捆绑，被那个捆绑。有一天我们要为了爱我们的主说，我与这些偶像还有什么相干？
I've been,
全部废掉。
I've been bound by money, I've been bound by sex, I've been bound by all of these things. And one day, I'm going to cry out, what do I have to do with any of these things?
你在历史上看到这么多弟兄姊妹被兴起来，真的是全心的爱耶稣。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we see throughout history, so many brothers are brought back to love the Lord.
我们被这个伟大的爱所震惊，所折服。
And we have been succumbed, we have beenBroken by this amazing love.
就连今天我们多少人都是属灵的淫妇，对不对？
And brothers and sisters, if we truly acknowledge that we are spiritual harlots,
我们心中不知道有多少的偶像。
And there's so many idols within our hearts.
加尔文说，我们的心脏是制造偶像的工厂。
And somebody has said that our heart is the factory for idols.
John Calvin said.
John Calvin.
但我们的心里面是制造偶像。的一个工厂，各式各样的偶像。
Our heart is a factory for the manufacturing of idols.
但是神说你回来。
But God says, return.
I am your husband.
For I am your husband.
他永远是。
He forever is.
他用永远的爱爱我们。
He loves us with an everlasting love.
而第三个，他在这里说，神要医治我们一切被盗的病。
And then it says, God wants to heal us of all our apostasy.
他说，你这被盗的儿女回来吧，我要医治你被盗的病。
And he says, return, you backslidden children, and I will heal your backsliding.
神肯赦免我们，神肯医治我们，已经叫我们够感恩了。
God's willing to forgive us, God's willing to heal us, and we should be very thankful already.
这位伟大生命的主宰，这位心灵的医生，他要医治我们被盗的病。
But this great author of the universe, he wants to come and heal us of our backsliding.
我们里面那个被盗、那种邪恶、那种自私、那种刚硬，没有人拿我们有办法的。
The wickedness, the selfishness, the hardness of our heart, no one can deal with us.
只有耶稣，只有我们的神。他说：“回来，我要医治你。”
But only Jesus. Only when he cries out, "Come back, I will heal you."
弟兄姊妹，所以在这么多人群里面
，Brothers. Among so many people,
那个血漏的妇人长病长了十二年。
And that woman who's been bleeding for 12 years.
外面别人看不出她有什么问题。
On the outside, people cannot see the problem that she has.
但是她的血、她的生命一直漏掉，她的能力、力量一直在漏失。
She continues to lose her blood. She knows her strength, her source of life, continue to diminish.
她知道她是软弱的。
She knows she's weak.
照着圣经，他知道他是不洁净的人。
According to scripture, she knows she's unclean.
但是外面没有人知道他有这个问题。
But nobody else knows.
弟兄姊妹，当他碰到耶稣的时候
，But when she encountered Jesus,
这个病得到了医治。
This illness was healed.
就是因为他用信心来接触耶稣。
Because by faith, she drew near to the Lord.
今天我们的神，他仍旧是愿意医治我们的神。
Dear brothers and sisters, our God is one who desires to heal us.
他要医治我们一切被盗的病。
He will heal us of all backsliding.
请你自己要认真地 identify your problem.
I want to ask everybody tonight, Be serious in identifying the problem.
要知道你自己生命中什么东西让你漏掉生命，漏掉能力，让我们不洁净。
What is it about me, about the way I live, that caused my life to diminish, to be leaked?
血漏的女人太知道她的问题在哪里。
And this woman that's been bleeding, she knows exactly where the problem is.
她花尽一切养生的，为了要治疗这个病，治疗不了。
She used all her livelihood to seek someone that would heal her. She could not.
他在一切医生的手里受了许多的苦，并不仅没好，反而更恶劣了。
The scripture tells us that she was brought under harm through the hands of all those who tried to heal her, and she's got even worse.
所以，他不光知道自己问题在哪，他带着 strong desire， 带着一个 pure faith， 他来 touch Jesus。
Not only does she know where her problem is, but she came with a strong desire, with a pure faith to touch Jesus.
一个强烈得医治的心愿和一个单纯的信心来触摸耶稣。
The strong desire to be healed and a simple faith to touch Jesus.
所有经历医治的，从最软弱的就变成刚强。
So all those who have experienced healing, they know they went from the weakest state to the strongest.
谢谢这个噪音把你们都。
And I know this noise just woke all of you up. Praise God.
让我们从失败变得得胜。
And that we go from failure into victory.
原来在我身上有一些很容易绊倒人的，今天变成最造就人的，因为被耶稣医治过。
There were certain things in my life that stumbled people, but because Jesus touched me, now those things now can encourage others.
在我们身上有一些最不能被主用的，现在最能够被主用，因为被医治过了。
There's some things that cannot be used by God, but now because God has healed me, He can use me.
经过神的医治，经过圣灵的工作，经过基督生命的蜕变。再也不一样了。
Through the healing of the Spirit, through the work of the Lord, I am no longer the same.
所以我在这里简单提四个点做一个结论
啊。I come to a conclusion here of these four points.
要随时立刻的回转。
Immediately, every time, anytime.
不要耽误，不要再任凭仇敌挟制我们。
Don't linger, don't wait, don't allow the enemy to continue to subdue us.
不要继续在猪圈里面多住一天。
Don't continue to live with the swine for another day.
不要再让青蛙多留一夜。
Don't let the frog stay for another night.
马上解决。
Immediately deal with the problem.
第二个，不要怕回转向神。
Do not be fearful in returning to God.
我刚刚说过，仇敌就是要拦阻我们回转向神。
I will tell you the enemy is fearful. He's resisting your return to him.
仇敌就是要拦阻基督来替代我们。
He wants to stop Christ replacing you.
所以他会让我们恐惧被定罪，他控告我们。
And he brings about a condemnation so that you are fearful in returning to him.
你我所有的罪耶稣早就知道，而且早就付清了。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord already knows all of your sin. They are already paid for.
爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
In love, there is no fear. In perfect love, fear is cast away.
让我敢坦然无惧地带着本相来到救主的面前。
That with boldness, just as I am, I can come before the Savior.
第三个。
Thirdly,
当我们回转得医治以后。
When we turn and when we are healed.
要去帮助我旁边的人回转。
You need to now come and help those around you to return.
这就是主对彼得说的，你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。
This is what the Lord said to Peter. Peter, when you have returned, go strengthen your brothers.
我跟你说，我们周围一大堆人都在捆绑。都在痛苦中。
Brothers and sisters, for we are aware, we look around, there are so many who are in bondage, who are in pain.
我们经历了基督的医治，经历了他爱的恢复，我们要去帮助其他的人。
Or if we experience the healing, the restoration of Jesus Christ, we need to now turn and help those around us.
第四件事情，我们不光停在这里。
Fourthly, not only do we shouldn't stop here.
我们要投身于神伟大的建造工作。
We need to bring ourselves and give ourselves to this great construction of the Lord.
所以我刚才在这里讲到神是最伟大的建造者，一方面他医治我们，他用他不改变的爱来恢复我们。
I say God is the greatest builder because not only does he heal us with his love.
第二件事情就讲到他一直不止息的在那里建造那座荣耀的新耶路撒冷。
But secondly, he never stops. He never ceases to continue to build the city with a foundation.
他不光医治重建我们。
He not only does it healAnd rebuild us.
在消极上让我们脱离罪恶世界肉体的所有的瑕疵。
Passively that we are delivered from the power of sin, all the
他把我们摆在他那个伟大的计划蓝图里面，圣城新耶路撒冷。
But now he has placed his glorious and divine plan of this building of this new Jerusalem.
希伯来书说那座有根基的城。
Hebrews says that this is a city with a foundation.
特别提到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，历史历代的人都向着锡安而去，向着新耶路撒冷而去。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, everyone throughout history, they've been marching towards Zion.
那是神的杰作。
It is the workmanship of God.
启示录说到神旨意完成的时候，圣城新耶路撒冷要从天而降。
And the scripture tells us when the will of God is done, is accomplished, this new Jerusalem would descend from heaven above.
里面各式各样的宝石啊。
And all sorts of precious stones.
蓝宝石、红宝石，你讲不完的。
You cannot name them all.
他就讲到那个建造是没有草木和楔的。
And that particular construction has nothing of hay or stubble.
那你讲到的每一样宝石都是神儿女们从不同的角度经历了基督所彰显出来基督的荣耀。
Every one of those precious stones is from different perspective, brothers and sisters, what we have experienced of the Lord, now we reflect what's of Christ.
你我都是其中的一个宝石，你知道吗？
But you and I, we are those precious stones. Do you not know that?
你看看你隔壁的人像不像宝石？
A look at the person who's sitting right next to you, do they look like precious stones?
不管像不像，在神的眼中都是宝石。
Whether you think they are or not,They are precious stones in the sight of the Lord.
神就在我们今生有限的经历里面，神一直在做这件事情。
So in this life, in the confines of time, God is doing this.
所有被基督改变替代过的都被放到新耶路撒冷。
Everyone that has been worked on by God, everyone that's been transformed is now part of the New Jerusalem.
所以不光亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各被吸引，历代的圣徒都被吸引。
Not just Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, but the faith throughout generation, they are drawn by the Lord.
想到就兴奋，我礼拜天会继续讲。
When we think about this, we should be excited. I'm going to continue this message on Sunday.
好，今天本来要唱一条歌，但是因为只有中文没有翻译，没有英文翻译，只好不唱。
I really wanted to sing a particular song, but there was no English translation, so I have to forego it.
那 Watchman Nee 啊，利托森弟兄写的。
Brother Watchman Nee wrote this song.
那他说，撒冷是你所正在建设。
He says, Jerusalem is the city that you are building.
没有，我中间只讲几句话。他说，光是他的荣耀已经让我羡慕了。
As the glory of the city itself satisfy my longing.
他说，何况我主，你是住在其中。
But even more so, you dwell within that city.
啊，这句话讲得很好。他就算我不见天的时候，也在想着天。
So even if I do not see heaven, I am thinking and longing of heaven.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这些话都表达出那些爱主人心里面的那种期盼跟兴奋
啊。Brothers and sisters, these words express the heart and the fervor of those who love the Lord.
我就算不要看着天，我可能被关在监狱，可能关在病房里面。
Even though I cannot see the sky, maybe I'm in prison, maybe I'm in the hospital bed.
我看不到天，但是我的心想着天，我的心向往天。
I can't see the sky, I can't see, but my heart is longing and seeing heaven.
斯百克弟兄说的，这些人是自天而来，为天而活，向天而去的。
And Brother Spark says that these people are from heaven. They live for heaven, and they're going toward heaven.
我翻得太好了。
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. 我们一起讲自天而来。
That they are from heaven.
为天而活。
They live for heaven.
向天而去。
They are going toward heaven.
这是叫做属天道路的先锋们。
And these are the forerunners of those who are on the spiritual journey.
不管你相不相信，你都在回家的路上。
Whether you believe it or not, you are on your way home.
不管你相不相信，你都在这个伟大的建造里面。
Whether you believe it or not, you are in the process of this great building.
我们不光要归回经历。医治和重建。
Not only we need to return and experience and be reconstructed, rebuilt by the Lord.
我们更希望神那伟大的建造工作在我们身上持续进行。
And we ask Lord, this greatest work that you are doing will continue in my life.
直到那一天，教会羔羊的妻就是圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
Until that day, the bride of Christ, which is that city, the New Jerusalem, descend from heaven above.
所以最后我们读我列的经文四十八章诗篇四十八章二到三节。
Psalm 48 verses 2-3.
锡安山大君王的城在北面居高华美，为全地所喜悦。神在其宫中，神必坚立这城直到永远。好，我们唱五百四十首。
Hymn 540.
好，我们只唱第二节跟第三节，我们站起来唱。
Verses 2 and 3, would you please rise?
Glory, honor, glory, honor.
Tonight, as we pray, do two things.
第一个，就在这个时候回转向神。
Number one, at this very moment, return to God.
不要再拖延。
Don't delay.
不要再害怕，不敢回去。
Don't be fearful of going back to Him.
第二件事情。
Number two,
求神在我们个人教会。和这个世代他建造的工作能够一直往前
that in us individually in his church in this generation that his work of rebuilding would prosper would continue
让每个个人每个教会都经历了归回与重建重建与复兴
that every one of us his church would experience this revival this rebuilding
我们同声祷告
I ask all of you to lift up your voices Heavenly Father we come to you tonight O Lord Jesus your church cries out to youOh Lord, your beloved cries out to you. Oh Lord Jesus, we've been weak long enough. Oh Lord Jesus, we have been far and wandering for far too long. Oh Lord, we thank you for your words tonight. We thank you, oh, for your call to each and every heart. Oh Lord, your light come and shed upon our soul, upon our lives. Oh Lord, bring us into illumination to see what you see. Because, oh Lord God, those are the things that you want to heal us of.So God, we come and we trust you. Oh, Lord Jesus, your healing come tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus, your spirit, Holy Spirit, your power, your divine nature come and bring us into revelation. Bring us into light. Oh, Lord, your love, your comfort come and draw us back into your everlasting love. Oh, the husband, our husband, call to us that we'll no longer remain in our shame.Oh, Lord, we don't remain, oh, Lord, in our past and our failure. But we say, oh, Lord God, whom I love, my beloved, we run to you. My beloved, we run to you. My beloved, we run to you. Oh, we come and we turn to you because you accept us with an everlasting love. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise you, God.
我在这里要特别问一下我们中间有没有人你还没有接受耶稣做你个人救主
I want to take this time and opportunity to ask are there any who is among us that have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior
不要再任凭仇敌来伤害和欺骗你
Don't continue your life allowing the enemy to come and subdue you in his lies
今天晚上我们都可以来转向这位伟大的耶稣
Tonight every single one of us can come and turn to this great Jesus
告诉耶稣耶稣救我
And you can cry out and say Jesus save me
把你永远的生命赐给我
Lord, give me your life.
洗净我所有的罪，帮助我也能够成为一个属你的儿女。
Cleanse me of all of my sins, that I may be a child of God.
让我能够活在你伟大的恩典和计划中。
That I may live in your great grace and your wonderful plan.
如果有这样子的朋友，请你在位置上把手举起来，不要管别人。
Such a person among us, would you?
有没有这样子的人
？To accept Jesus, is there anyone like that tonight?
我不知道有没有福音朋友在，但是我希望你抓住这个机会。
I don't know if there are any gospel friends here, but I want you to lay hold of this chance.
你只要愿意把手举起来，哦，耶稣的爱，耶稣的救恩要临到你。
If you lift up your hand, the love, the salvation of Jesus will come to you.
感谢主，还有没有
？Anybody else?
还有没有
？Anyone else?
我最后再问一次。
I will ask again.
没有人能够为你的生命负责，你必须要为他负责。
No one can be responsible for your life. It is in your own hand.
耶稣来说，我要叫人得生命，而且得着更丰盛的生命。
Jesus said, "I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly."
我最后再问一次，有没有这样子的人，请举手，你可以放下了。
谢谢。
还有没有这样子的人
？Lift up your hands.
我们祷告。
We pray. Let's pray.
耶稣，不管我们信主多久
，Well, Jesus, no matter how long I believed you,
我们都需要学习一再的归向你。
Lord, I need to learn to continue to turn to you.
什么时候我们的心归向你，帕子都要被除去。
Whenever my heart returns to you, the veil is taken away.
我们不光能够来亲近你，我们能够亲眼瞻仰你的荣美。
Not only can I draw near to you, but my eyes, they can behold your beauty.
主啊，为了我们过去的失败软弱，我们求你赦免我们。
Lord, for our past failures, we ask of your forgiveness.
我们有许多的地方也见不着光，见不着人，我们也求你的宝血来洁净我们。
There's so many areas in my life that cannot be seen, that has to remain in darkness. But God, I ask you to come and heal me.
但是主啊，你是那位最伟大的重建者。
And Lord, I know you're the greatest rebuilder.
你要来医治我们，你要来重建我们。
You will come and heal us. You'll come and rebuild us.
你要医治我们被盗的病。
You will heal us of our backsliding.
你要让我们甘心的对偶像说，我与偶像还有什么相干呢？
You're gonna bring us to the place where we're gonna cry out, "Oh, idol, what do I have anything to do with you?"
主啊，让我们今天晚上真的是全新的。真心的清新的愿意来爱你
that tonight wholeheartedly with a genuine heart with a pure heart you say God I want to love you
用你的爱用圣灵来充满我们
oh fill us with your love fill us with your spirit
oh 让我们觉得你的同在是这么真实 oh 这么样子的亲近
that we say tonight oh Lord how real how near is your love
让我们起来过不一样的生活
that we will rise up and say oh, God I want to live a different life
让我们的改变从今天就开始
and that my change begins at this moment today right now
让我们的改变从自己的生命里面开始
and that my change begins with my life
谢谢你
we thank you
保守祝福我们
keep and bless us
为了明后两天的聚会都交在你的手中
but tomorrow and the day after we submit them we commit them into your hands
你让我们欢欢喜喜地来到你的殿中来听你对我们说话
that we come into your house rejoicing hearing your voice
祝福你所有要使用的仆人和同工们
bless every single one of your servants who's going to speak on your behalf who's going to be used by you
谢谢你
we thank you
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray this in Jesus precious name
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们跟左右的人讲，耶稣永远爱你。
Say to the person next to you, Jesus forever loves you.
Amen. 好，请坐。
Please be seated.